This is fun! The FU Network.
For he's a jolly good fellow. For he's a jolly good fellow. For he's a jolly good fellow. Let's all say on the bus.
Hello and welcome to Mensplaining. I'm Ed DeSoc. I'll be your host this week, filling in for Kersner. I'm sure none of you are going to complain. With us this week, we got, I'm going to go around the horn. Everyone just say hi. Andy Willis.
Hello.
Good. Hafiz Norani, our
producer. Hello, hello.
Okay. Michael Lewis.
What's happening?
Hey. Paul Dorshenko.
Howdy.
Okay. And he comes by that honestly. He, if you check on his Twitter, he was wearing, he looked like he was about to rob a bank in 1860. And of course, also Mo Amir is joining us, host of This Is Van Color, one of the greatest podcasts on earth. Hello, Mo.
You're too nice. Thank you, Ed. Hey, everyone.
Yeah, you're right. Forget I said that. Okay, so today, you know what? I'm going to let our
What about Aaron Seal?
Oh, Aaron Seal. Didn't I say hi to Aaron?
No, you didn't. I was very offended.
Oh, wait. Talk.
Well, Aaron, it's because you're a conservative. You know.
Yeah,
that.
I know.
You know.
I expect love from no one.
I decided to wait and see if you spoke up, because you're supposed to be, you guys are, you know, much more assertive. Okay, so Aaron Seal is here with us. And I'm going to let our esteemed producer, Hafiz, explain today's topic. Hafiz?
Ah, thank you, Ed. Well, you know what? We're all sitting back here at our homes, and we can't always go to our favorite restaurants. So I'm wondering what the guys out there are cooking at home, and, you know, what our favorite comfort foods are. What are the meals we're going to right now and making at home to make us feel better? You know, because life is a little scary right now, and there's nothing that brings more comfort than food, I think, and having a good meal with someone that you care about. And so I thought, why don't we put together a panel and see what all the guys are cooking out there all across Canada?
Well, you know, I've seen you, and I can vouch for the fact that nothing makes you happier than a good meal.
Absolutely.
And before we get started, I want to give a shout out to a company that's struggling during COVID-19. I did offer free ads.
The FU Network?
Yes, the FU Network offered free ads to people who were struggling. Now, some of these may not apply because they're not in your particular area, but this is an email I got. It's Streets Kanata Kitchen is still open for business. They're a part of Joey's Only Seafood family, and they specialize in tacos, fish and chips, poutine, and burritos. Okay, now I'm hungry. They're offering a lot of great discounts right now. 25% off takeout for any frontline workers, from nurses to truck drivers. Also offering 15% off discount for curbside pickup and Mobi2Go orders. I guess it's one of those delivery services, through their online app with the code EATATHOME15. This comes from the general manager, Nicole Walker, Streets Kanata Kitchen. And I think Kanata is in Ottawa, the Ottawa region, or it's not. Hold on.
Yes, it is. West of Ottawa.
It's west of Ottawa? Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm a little thrown off because she said tacos, but put it with an apostrophe. And that drives me crazy because you're not selling something that belongs to Taco, the singer who did putting on the Ritz. This is Joey's Only Seafood family. They're part of it. Streets Kanata Kitchen. They're open, they're selling stuff, and you know, as okay, who the hell sucked the Joker gas back there?
It's Mandy, of course.
What are you laughing at?
Oh, I'm sorry that I find you funny. Oh yeah, sorry, you're not funny at all.
Was it the taco reference?
Yeah, yes. It was.
I know, not too many people are making references to taco these days. I don't even know if taco
is one of the gayest videos I've ever seen.
Well, this is coming from a fellow who is homosexual, so I will take that from you as a good. We should have you do a whole. You know what, Andy? We should have you do a whole series with me. Gayest music
gay
videos
or not
ever.
Gay?
No, gayest music videos ever.
I'm down.
Yeah, well, that's what I know. Usually on a guy. Okay. So that was for all restaurants in your neighborhood. Hafiz said, you know, we can't always go to our favorite restaurants. A lot of them are open. Or some of them anyways, and for you to be able to do takeout or curbside pickup or whatever. So you know what? If you're hungry, go out and patronize these restaurants, because I'm afraid there's a whole lot of them that aren't going to be able to reopen. They're not going to have the money to stay the course. and they're not going to reopen. And that's sad because a lot of restaurants, they're not chains. They're family restaurants. It's usually mom and pop. Let's open a restaurant. It's kind of like a dream for them. It's a family business. And it pisses me off like nothing else that through no fault of their own, they're going to, some of these places are going to go tits up. And it's unfortunate. And the ones that will go are the nice local community, you know, haunts, the local, you know, the non-chain stores, the ones that offer you the really good, honest meals, the kind of places I really like. They're the ones that are having the hardest time. So check to see if your local restaurant's open and if you've got the means financially or otherwise to get out there and do a pickup, then please consider it because that is also part of doing your part to try to keep everything together during this ridiculous pandemic. And by ridiculous, I'm not implying that it is not true. It's just awful. Anyway, all right. So today we're talking about, Hafeez, our favorite foods, or is it the foods that we like to cook for ourselves? What are we talking about?
Foods that we like to cook for ourselves. So I want to know, you know, are we all making mac and cheese right now? Is that what we're eating? Or are we having something delicious? Well, what is your go-to meal right now?
You just implied that mac and cheese is not delicious.
Well, I mean, there's only so much of it you can make, Ed. I know you're a big mac and cheese fan, and you know eat.
But, are you joking? Are you joking there? Because I wasn't going to say anything right off the bat, but I freaking hate mac and cheese. I hate it. I hate Kraft dinner. I hate mac and cheese. I hate it. I can't stand mac and cheese in any form. Kraft dinner is actually, if I'm going to eat mac and cheese, Kraft dinner is the one I will eat. But the ones that
is
are
that
like
the one that everyone eats.
No, other people get the gourmet mac and cheese.
Who's eating three gourmet mac and cheese right now?
Melting on it. What do you eat, Aaron?
I make my own mac and cheese. I make it with 2-year-old cheddar, and I promise you, it puts Kraft dinner to shame.
No, I can't stand things made with like real cheese. Also, where do you find 2-year-old cheddar? Do you hide it in your basement?
Well, that's one way to turn cheddar into 2-year-old cheddar, but I prefer to buy it at the grocery store.
See, I love that. The grocery store. They do all our work for us. Okay, so let's go down the... We'll start with you, Hafeez. What is it that you are cooking that is your comfort food? And is it something that anybody else would eat?
You know what? We just made this awesome pork butt the other day. And, you know, as my great uncle Mushtaq said, be a good Muslim and order the pork. So we did. We got this big chunk of pork butt from... Nestor's Market here in Surrey, and it was imported from the Netherlands, and then we put it in a salt and sugar brine for overnight and threw it into the oven, and then put a little brown sugar Korean spice glazed over top of it, and that's been feeding me for about a week and a half. I think I have all this frozen pork in my freezer now.
You know, all of the spices and the seasoning and stuff all sounds great, but it doesn't get away from the fact you're eating a pig's ass.
It wouldn't be the first time.
Oh, okay. My. I told you to stop drinking so much. All right. Let's move on to, Aaron, is the mac and cheese the thing you've been cooking or is there more?
So I eat basically 2 meals a day, and I am an unapologetic carnivore. For breakfast this morning, I ate bacon, eggs, and steak, so steak and eggs with bacon, all bought from a local butcher. I'm with my parents right now in Ottawa, just outside of Ottawa. So Ivan's Butcher at Stittsville. It's a small business, just like you said, important to support them. The big grocers are doing fine, but the small businesses need help. So butchers are open around here, and Ivan's is great. So like I say, my morning meal was bacon, eggs, and steak. And for dinner last night, quality mac and cheese made myself.
All right. And is there a special family recipe for any of these things?
Well, the steak we'll talk about, but the key to making steak at home, I honestly don't understand why anybody buys steak out, because you can make a better steak at home, but you need the right tools. You need a sous vide immersion circulator, and you need a cast iron.
What the hell was that first thing you just said? It sounds like something from Star Trek.
It used to be, but over the last, I call this the greatest innovation in kitchen technology of the last 2 decades. It's called the sous vide. What it is it's a water bath heater. So it heats water to a precision temperature. So if you want your steak at a perfect medium rare, you just put the steak in a vacuum sealed bag into the water and the sous vide circulator heats it up, and your steak is guaranteed to be at the temperature you wanted. No overcooking whatsoever.
You're boiling steak?
You are boiling steak, but I promise you, this is what the best steakhouses do. They don't tell you because it sounds disgusting, but this is the key to making a perfect steak. It is the sous vide circulator.
Okay, what if, like me, you hate anything rare and you like your steak as well done as possible? How long do you have to get? How long do you have to boil it
that's
to make
just
it
disgusting?
Yeah,
what's that's disgusting.
Go get beef jerky then.
No, but beef jerky is disgusting. It's full of salt.
But if you want to do that, it's your funeral. But you can just turn the sous vide up to 165, and you'll get a steak carried to a crisp.
Wait, why am I going to die? Because I like well done steaks. It's the same meat.
Die. It's just
you're more likely to die from eating stuff that's barely cooked.
it's not the fact that you're going to die. It's just poor taste.
Oh no, I love the taste of a well done. Oh, I don't want it to be chewy, for crying out loud. I want
my
chewy,
steak
I'll
is
get
mooing,
bubble
gum. It's proper.
Oh, I can't stand. I once went to a friend took me to a fancy restaurant, and I ordered the steak, and I ordered it well done, and the chef.
Oh
came
my
out.
God!
The chef came out and said, "Why?" And I said, "Yeah." I said, "Because that's how I like my steak." He says, "You're losing all the flavor." I said, "That's how I like my steak." So I'm sure that he took it back there, rubbed it on his ass, and spit on it, and then he cooked it. But whatever.
No,
that's well done for you. That's how they do it.
Well, I like a well done steak. Okay, let's move on to Paul Doroshenko. Paul, what is your? Are you a cook? Are you an artist in the kitchen? And if not, what has been your your shelter food the last?
Well, I'm hardly an artist in the kitchen. I can tell you, I like the boil in the bag offerings that have been discussed here, but I haven't tried it myself. Boil in the bag being rehabilitated, apparently, just as bacon has been recently rehabilitated. I'm waiting for gravy to be rehabilitated.
Oh, just go for it.
I'm just like a cup of gravy. Just start my day with a cup of gravy.
Like coffee? Like it'll be like a cup of steaming gravy?
Yeah, if you could get like caffeinated gravy.
Oh man,
and just
that
start
that
your day with
delicious.
A cup of gravy.
I'm on it.
You know?
We've just had two great ideas so far, okay? We have Andy's gayest music videos ever, and we have Paul Doroshenko's caffeinated morning gravy.
Well, I mean, as a man, I think I should be able to have some gravy. It's one of those things that I think are still. Yeah,
right?
I think gravy is a cup of coffee. If you could have a gravy maker instead of a coffee maker. Just like drop the ingredients in and like press the button. If I could smell some fresh gravy,
I've actually done this
for me in the morning.
What, like
a
Keurig
gravy?
Like a Keurig of gravy? You have one of those little discs of gravy?
No, I want like a full, like a coffee, like a carafe type. I'd like an 8-cup gravy thing that I could on a Sunday. I could drink gravy like all morning.
We could call it the gravy train and market it.
Yeah, I mean. And if you get different flavors of gravy, you get like bacon flavor, roast beef flavor, just spice it up a little bit with some different lamb gravy thing going on. People would be into the exotic gravies. And if you could just get it injected with caffeine, remember Jolt Cola and those, obviously you can get caffeine in some sort of form.
I think that's not even allowed. I think Jolt Cola either went bankrupt or it just simply was no longer allowed in Canada because I think it was giving teenagers heart attacks.
It was the original energy drink.
Jolt. It was like 98% caffeine. And they called it Jolt because it had the same effect as those paddles they put on your
chest.
You felt
it in your
chest after.
It was all the sugar and twice the caffeine of the leading cola.
Heartburn in a little bottle.
Oh, you
it
didn't
great.
Feel the heartburn because you were too busy. Your heart was racing too fast.
It was dying.
All right, so you like stuff with gravy.
But typically, like this time, I like to use my slow cooker because it gets to feel like I'm using a tool, and I'm a man, and I like to use tools. And it also takes away labor. I don't have to stir anything. So I just dump everything in there. I can cut it up. I can feel good about it. I can dump everything in there. And then I come back, 6 hours later, and it's all ready. And it's good, and it smells good, and it smells good in the house the entire time. So I'm thinking about some chili. I like to do curry chickpeas and stew. Those are
good.
Basically my go-tos for when I'm stuck in the house.
Oh, those sound pretty good, actually.
Yeah,
I
make my brother's chili recipe, and it's so easy and it's so delicious. You know, it's just, and anytime I make it for people in the office, they love it. But the key is not to cook it too long.
Well, you just hit on, of course, the key to man cooking, which is easy as possible. And let me tell you, what you're talking about eating, it sounds a lot more appetizing than Hafiz's pig's ass.
Well, you can cook a pig's ass in a slow cooker too. You just cut up an onion, throw it in there, and it's delicious. Yeah.
You know what? I'm still a big fan of Arnold Ziffel from Green Acres, for those of the vintage to remember. So I can't eat pig. I just think of poor Arnold Ziffel. He was the adopted son.
I can't eat lamb.
Of,
I think of little baby lambs.
Yeah, I can't eat lamb. I can't. Yeah. I don't lamb
I'll eat
or
both
veal.
Of them.
I don't, because I'm like, you know what? At least let them have a life. You know, at least let them grow up. Which, of course, is anthropomorphizing, because their life when they're young and their life when they grow up is not very much different. But that's just me. I don't like eating children. Okay, let's go to Michael Lewis. Michael, what is your go-to during this time of being locked away? What is your comfort, your gastronomic comfort?
I don't know. I've been trying to just have like a simple diet. I used to eat out like a lot of takeout because we have so many good restaurants in Vancouver.
So now what, you're down, you're pemmican and hardtack? Is that what you're... No,
now I'm literally having like steak and a dry salad box every day. Like
but
just like a full box. Salad.
A dry salad box?
Yeah, it's actually quite sad. I just have handfuls of dry salad and steak three times a day.
Well, so what? It's, in other words, you just don't put dressing on the salad?
Yeah, nothing. No salt, no pepper.
So it's just a box of vegetables?
It's just a box of vegetables. But
well, it's not so bad.
My stool has never been better. I was eating so much like super spicy Chinese food.
And you're having stool problems, you're saying?
Well, yeah. I got to be honest.
Yeah, you know, that's the kind of honesty you usually keep to yourself.
tune in for that.
Has it affected the aroma?
Yeah.
Of your stool? Yeah? Okay, well. Great. We've gone from pig's ass to literally Mike's stool. All right. But you've been eating salad without dressing, which a lot of people...
Oh, God.
Is that even a thing?
Yeah,
not really.
I thought that's a garnish.
Well, salad without dressing is, I think, what rabbits eat in your garden, officially.
I'm pretty much eating like that.
And what else? So you said steak. So steak in a salad box?
Yeah, I just fry up a steak. I eat it super rare.
And is this, what kind of box? Is it like a shoebox? Like what kind of box do you put the salad stuff in?
The boxes that it comes in, you know.
It comes in a box?
Yeah.
Salad box.
Everyone knows salad comes in a plastic box.
You can't go to the store, get a head of lettuce, and just peel it. You got to get it in a box. You know how much extra you're paying for that?
Yeah, 100%.
We're millennials. We want everything in a box.
But then you got people like sorting through it. Oh, I don't want this lettuce. I'll go through it. You know, they're touching it, and there's like a virus going around. So I'll get the sealed box.
All right, fine. You make sense there. All right, that makes sense. Because, you know, you go to a supermarket now, and I went to a supermarket. Okay, you see the occasional people wearing the masks, and it's like, yeah, all right. Then I saw this father and son. They're wearing not just a mask, but they were wearing this each of them was wearing a plexiglass thing that came out from underneath the nose of the mask and grew outwards in like a giant teardrop. It was transparent. That they could see through, like the panel in a hazmat suit that covered all their face, so they could get no spray from anybody, you know, in their eyes or anything. And this is the new fashion, right? Because everyone else who was walking through with just the masks was looking at this father and son strutting. They were strutting with this big, you know, it looked like what you throw somebody into in a hockey game, you know, the stuff around the boards. It looked like that. Everyone was like, oh, like they were strutting. Like, look what I got. And I knew that people, even I wanted to go up to them and say, where do you get that? Not that I would wear it, but I'm just curious, where do you find such a thing? We have people having trouble finding masks, and you got a whole plexiglass Dustin Hoffman in Contagion kind of outfit going on. I wonder if they made it at home or whatever. Speaking of made at home, Andy Willis, I know, I mean, you have stopped the show, stopped participating in the show at times to run across the street to get a burger and then come back while we're still recording. So I'm wondering, now that probably the burger place might be closed, what is it you are eating?
Well, you know what? I wake up, do a little meth, pray to the flag, feed my 180 tigers, and then I head on down to the Legion pub, and I pick up some meat. That's what I like to do.
Not a single thing you just said is true.
Have you watched Tiger King yet?
No, I haven't watched Tiger King.
That bitch Carol Baskins. I love Tiger King. It's such a spooky show.
I was convinced that Tiger King was that rapper that one of the Kardashian kids was engaged to or something. I didn't know that it was actually a documentary. It's the new Making a Murderer, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, I guess it's about a bunch of weirdos.
Tiger King with Tyga?
Yeah, that's what I thought it was. Tiger. What the hell? I don't know the difference. When I quit much music, I stopped paying attention to music, so I stopped. I thought I'm not gonna watch it. It's like, what is this? Like Keeping Up with the Kardashians, but with Kylie Jenner and her boyfriend Tiger King, the rapper. That's what I thought it was. I think the most bizarre thought is you going to a Legion Hall.
Well, you know what? I would never go into one because why would I? But actually, my grandma used to do work the meat draws at Legion pubs. It was really adorable. And,
Legion pubs are wonderful places that cater to our veterans. But usually, yeah. The only veterans that go there are the ones that are at this point in time most vulnerable to COVID-19. They're veterans of World War I and the War of 1812. I don't know how much longer Legion Halls will really be around. I don't know if young veterans go to Legion Halls or not. They don't seem to be the hip happening place. Well, there's lots of replacement hips when you go in there.
You know what? We're going to call Telefun Canada. We're going to make a documentary, you and I. You know what? This is what I'm eating now. I'm actually eating better than ever. I used to always eat out. I was always on the go. Tim Hortons, why not? McDonald's, The Works, Triple O. Gotta love my Triple O. So now I'm at home. I'm eating a lot of fresh vegetables and food because I realize I'm like, look, if I'm not working out, which I don't ever do because why the fuck would I? I can't be sitting at home eating chocolates and all this other stuff and fast food all day. So I've been really proud of myself. I've never been healthier in terms of food. I've been chain smoking like a motherfucker. But aside from that, I'm doing pretty damn good.
Yeah, you may want to cut down on the chain smoking, Andy.
You know what? I probably should. I've just been obsessed with Tiger King on Netflix. It's such a freaky show. Everyone has to rush to watch it. It's so weird.
I watched Picard on Netflix. Was it on Netflix? Or was it on Crave? I think it was on Crave.
Yeah, I got to watch that. Have you watched Hunters on Prime? On Amazon Prime, have you heard of it?
I've heard of it. It's the Nazi Hunter, right?
Yeah, so yeah. Good.
No, I haven't seen it. But Picard, by the way, from somebody who does not like Star Trek beyond the original series and the movies from the original series, Picard is an excellent, excellent Star Trek movie. It's like it's in 10 parts, so it's like 10 hours, but it's amazing. And it doesn't have a lot of the crazy sci-fi bullshit. There's a little more realism to it. And they swear, they actually say fuck several times in it, which was really odd. It's good because like the best Star Trek movies were good as movies, and then Star Trek. This is good as like a TV show, as well as being, I guess, good Star Trek. Though a lot of Trekkies don't like it because it's not, I don't know, I guess they didn't mention dilithium crystals enough. But it's a damn good show. Anyway,
it's great. It's great.
It's real, and it's a good cast. But of course, Patrick Stewart. I mean, that guy.
Does he have COVID? I hope not.
No, I.
Oh, he's at home. He's reciting sonnets. He's enjoying himself at home. He's making big meals. He's got a good life.
Prayers to him and Sir Ian McKellen. Let's hope they're both well.
Okay, let's hope. Let's hope everybody is well. And what have I been eating? Well, you see, this whole thing has sort of caught society up to my way of living. Because first, social distancing, try and stay away from people, keep a distance. I've been doing that for years. Secondly, try to stay away from large groups of people. Also, something I've been trying to do for years and with great success. So far, okay, the rest of the world's catching up to me. I mean, it took a pandemic for them to realize, you know, that I was right. But also, microwave dinners. I mean, a lot of people, let's face it, they're not sitting there spicing crap with brown sugar on a pig's ass like Hafiz, and they're not setting stuff up in the morning like Paul, letting it cook for 6 hours. They get, they're home, they're hungry, they throw in a microwave dinner. And for me, microwaves were like the greatest gift to men.
What's your favorite microwave dinner? Are you like a hungry man type?
I don't have a favorite. Now, I mean, microwaves are great for women as well, because women, of course, even though they go out and have to earn a living, just like the man of the house, somehow in many homes, she's still responsible for cooking, even though she's done as much work during the day as the guy. So microwave dinners have been really helpful for women too. But for me, I mean, I used to hate with the hungry man dinners, having to put it in the oven and wait that like 20, 30 minutes for my Salisbury steak. Now microwave dinners, you load up the freezer with microwave dinners and chances are you go to the supermarket, people haven't been touching the microwave dinners and everything and got their stuff on it. And then you put it in the freezer anyways. And I think it kills leave it there long enough, it'll kill the virus. And then you microwave, it's like 3 minutes, 5 minutes, and you got yourself a meal.
I've never heard anyone talk so lovely about a microwave dinner.
Oh, they have such variety. And
God,
and there's no dishes afterwards, so millennials must like it.
I get it. I think that's an Xer thing.
An extra thing?
Millennials. TV dinners are actually in decline, last I saw, because of a generational thing. Yeah, people are 20 years older than me. I'm 36, but like my grandmother loved TV dinners, but my generation, like I grew up with them as a kid, and so I can't eat them. It's not the food. It's just, it brings back bad memories.
What were they doing? Shoving them in your face?
Well, no, like massively overheating them and like gelatinous.
Turning the brownie into like a rock, you know. Yeah.
Like they're better now. Like the frozen food industry has been working to improve the quality. But I still remember the stuff my grandmother used to give me at age 9. And yeah, that stuff wasn't very pleasant to eat.
All right, Paul?
I've been in line at Safeway, and I've seen couples in there buying no fresh food, just buying microwave dinners. And all I think is how sad that is. As a couple, go home. Oh, hey, honey, who's going to make dinner tonight? Oh, I'll do it. Into the freezer, into the microwave.
I bet you they both have trays
sitting on their plate, nothing else in the fridge. I mean, it just seems sad to me. I always liked it.
I bet they have those couch trays, you know, those tables that pull up so you have like a table at your couch.
Oh, yeah, they're better than they used to be, too. You have your microwave
underneath the sofa, maybe. That would make it easy. Beside the freezer and your coffee table.
Well, no, I think a microwave underneath would probably give you ass cancer.
Probably.
Under the couch. Yeah.
Okay, end table microwave and coffee table freezer, and then away you go.
Right, I'm still waiting for them to invent the microwave freezer. Where it'll freeze it instantly.
Yeah. Suck the energy right out of it. I thought about that a long time ago.
Yeah, it's not happening.
So disappointed. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you guys. Do you guys
Wait, what about Mo's food?
We forgot about Mo.
Of course.
I was wondering why I'm waiting for Mo. Okay, Mo.
Mo's going to have to impress us.
Well, sorry, Mo. The fact is I haven't eaten before I did this podcast, so I'm a little bit woozy. Mo, what is it? Host of This Is Van Color. I encourage you people to listen to this podcast. Mo's going places. So he writes
phenomenal articles for Daily Hive.
Yes, Mo is going places. So listen to his show so you can say, I remember him. Like people say to me, I remember you when you were just on that little cable station. People, you'll be able to say, I remember Mo when he was just doing podcasts and he was sometimes on that FU network nonsense. He's an actor too. Yeah, Mo is a quadruple threat. So
been in music videos.
Yeah, has he been in one of your music videos?
Yep.
I have, yeah.
I'm still waiting. I want to be in one of Paul's music videos somehow. We'll have to do it with a screen, and so you fake me in there because we're a world apart, me in Toronto area, you in Vancouver, but we're going to do it, Paul.
I don't think we can put you in front of a green screen. There won't be much there.
No, I know. I always use blue screen. People always say, why do you use blue? I'm like, because my eyelashes and my, or sorry, my eyebrows and my hair disappear. Years ago when I had to do, when I did a thing on the Naked News, if you remember the Naked News, when it was like a big deal that a woman would tell you the news and then take her clothes off, like back back before porn was like, hey, let's just flip on the porn on the internet and see very disturbing things that you should never see. We did a shtick where I was doing the Naked News as a guy, but I had to put on what I called my newscaster wig. I had to put on a black wig with black stuff over my eyebrows, so my head didn't disappear. Okay, so Mo's been in all of these things, and now I want to hear what Mo has been settling down with, his comfort food during this time of great distress. Mo?
Well, I am 35 years old, and I barely know my way around the toaster, man. So the menu here is the menu here has taken on multiple personalities, but the primary menu is actually quite healthy. Lots of kale salads with grilled tofu, lots of broccoli florets and fruit for snacking, smoothies with vegan protein and kale and almond butter and frozen acai berries. But I will admit, I am getting a lot of takeout as well, because sometimes in this weird, unique time, you just want to crush a bag of chips or you want to get a burger from your favorite spot and enjoy yourself. So it's a bit of a roller coaster here in terms of the menu, but I'm making do, and it's, you know, it's the least of my worries, I should say.
Well, I mean, the thing about going to get the burger and the takeout stuff, that's sort of reinforcing for us that there is still some normalcy. Like, we're, you know, we're connecting to comforts of the outside world. We don't have to, like, mm-hmm. It's not like the 50s with the fallout shelters where people put a bunch of tinned goods and shit. We can go out and get that stuff. And, you know, there's the fast food workers, they're amongst the most vulnerable. So I do go through, you know, drive-thrus and stuff like that and get stuff because it helps to keep them employed. And it helps to keep me fed. And while Mo was talking, I had my breakfast, which was a strawberry flavored Starburst. Mo, what is that smoothie you were describing?
Oh, you put in some vegan protein powder, you put in some kale, some almond butter, some frozen acai berries. It's great. And then like an almond milk, unsweetened.
Wow, you know, Mo, this is just for anybody out there who ever want, like, if there's ever any information you want to get from me and you kidnap me and you lock me in a basement, if you feed me just what it is Mo described every day, I will crack in a day and a half. If I have to drink a smoothie with protein powder in it, because smoothies, protein powder always tastes like protein powder, no matter what.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's this chalky
aspartame.
Oh, aspartame! I stay away from that stuff.
Yeah,
I like the original aspartame. Sugar.
Ed, what's this obsession with all your food having to taste delicious? Like, food should be fuel, ultimately, right? Like every meal does not have to be a restaurant meal.
Food should taste good.
No. Every meal. You know how restaurants make every meal. You know how restaurants make every meal? Yeah, butter, salt, sugar.
A stick of butter.
You don't need and that's butter, why your salt, food and sugar to make stuff taste good. But usually, yeah, eating things that taste good is the way things go.
What am I supposed to do?
I'm not demonizing it. I'm just saying, like, on a daily basis, food should be fuel for you. It should be helping you be productive throughout your day.
Soylent, right?
Yeah, you get Soylent Green, right?
I don't do Soylent Green.
You don't do Soylent Green?
Only it's good. Fuel for your body.
It's just a matter of time.
It's just, listen, when they start making Soylent Green, which, by the way, is
they
made
already
of
have a product called that.
Have no, but it's not. But it's not made of real people.
Okay, good.
Okay, the original Soylent Green movie, it was a thing that was made out of human beings, and people didn't know. And, you know, Soylent Green is people was the big scare thing at the end. When they start making Soylent Green out of people, I have a very long list of people that they should start with. Just a point that I want to make. And Mo, why do I want flavor in my food? Because why should I want my food, my fuel to, like, you know what? Cars get fuel. Should I go and just put the thing at the ESSO station into my mouth, because that's fuel. I want the taste
equivalency. Not everything's going to be perfectly delicious. You don't, you know, you want to have nice meals that you enjoy eating, but you know, ultimately in the end, this is making sure that you can keep moving.
Eating's a pain in the ass.
Eating's a pain in the ass. If you can just stick something in your vein and.
Quite frankly, Paul, if you eat the wrong things, it really does become a pain in the ass a little bit later. Very dry.
My God, Greek yogurt.
Hot wings.
Yeah, as Mike Lewis will tell us all about food being a pain in the ass. As we discussed.
Dry salad, man. Just get on the dry salad.
You'll get on that dry salad. I'm in.
Yeah. By like day five, you'll be craving it. I just want a handful of salad.
And it's made you very regular, you're saying.
Oh, crazy regular. Because I'm off the cigarettes too on this pandemic.
So, okay, so.
And that was hard because that messed up my poop schedule, right? The nicotine pretty much runs me. So
without the nicotine, your bowels don't know when to evacuate.
Yeah, there was like a 3 days there. I was backed up.
So you were full of shit.
And those 3 days, I ate like terrible too. It was like A&W, like. Twice a day. I don't know. Yeah.
They don't put antibiotics in their meat.
Yeah.
Which I don't know if that's a good thing because then, I mean, antibiotics in my meat means I won't get an infection, right? Anyway, Mike, you and Andy have to confer because you quit smoking and Andy needs to quit smoking.
I really do. My voice is fucked.
You know what? I got everyone to switch to e-cigs. And almost all my family members that smoke now use the e-cig, and they can breathe better. They got more lung capacity, and they still get the occasional nicotine. So I found it was a good way when I actually wanted to quit to actually stop smoking for a long time. But then I decided to work from home, and I need a vice. So I said, fuck it. I'm going to do it.
Why don't you do what everybody else does for a vice who works at home and just watch porn and jerk off?
Cups of gravy.
Do you want me to turn on the camera right now?
That's actually, I'm sorry if he's, because I know that's not going to take you all day.
Yeah, no. It's an 8-hour shift at home. I'm going to have some really sore palms there.
You're going to be chapped. Yeah. It's like you go to the store walking like you're bow-legged, like you just got off a horse, saying, where can I get mass volumes of chapstick? Okay, now here's another question. We'll go around the horn. Do you guys think, because there is this feeling, or I think it's changing now, but for a long time the feeling was that eating meat is masculine, and men who don't eat meat are less masculine than men who do eat meat.
Did we do an episode on this?
Did we do?
We did.
Yeah, well, I'm going to go around the horn and do it again because not everybody listens to every episode. Michael Lewis, you think meat is masculine, eating meat?
Not really, no.
No? Okay.
No.
Aaron?
Well, my experience, like, especially given my health history, I eat meat because it's what my body wants. And whether it's a male, women issue, it doesn't matter to me. As far as I'm concerned, different bodies work differently. My body works better on a carnivore diet. I literally cannot digest a lot of fruits and vegetables. So yeah, I eat meat and I don't apologize. And I don't think anybody else who likes meat should do likewise.
No, listen, there are people who say that everybody can survive and get all the proteins they need on a non-meat diet. Well, I got news for you. I tried to be a vegetarian for a little while, for like a couple of years, for moral reasons, because I care about, it's not that I care about the animals being slaughtered. It's just I want to be sure that their lives when they're alive are good, and that it's the most painless, quick slaughter as possible when they're done. And there was too many stories about bad slaughterhouses. And I was like, I can't be part of this. But I got really anemic. I'm one of those blood types that needs every now and again red meat. I don't eat a lot of red meat because I don't want colon cancer. But I every now and again I really feel peaked until I have myself some red meat. You know what I mean? And I don't want it off of a pig's ass. But because that's not even red meat. That's like pink meat. But I think there are some, and there'll be some vegans and vegetarians out there listening saying, no, that's not true. That blood type thing is nonsense. But I had a doctor tell me that some blood types require animal proteins. And I'm living proof, because that is absolutely what happened with me. Okay. Yes. So let's move on. Andy Willis, is it more masculine to eat meat or reject meat? I mean, are you less masculine when you reject eating, especially red meat?
I just think you're kind of like, I don't know. I don't think it really matters either way. The one thing I can't do is vegan. Like, it's actually kind of interesting. Like, I'm a huge carb person. I can go forever without meat. It's carbs that really fuel me. So I actually just thought about it. I haven't bought any meat at all. Because anytime I go to the supermarket or the grocer, they don't have any meat products there or any meat products I would eat. I'm not a big fan of pork. So it's pork. I don't like pork all that much. And that's all that's, or lamb, and that's all that's available. So I haven't been eating meat for about 3 weeks now, and I haven't really felt any different. It's carbs that I can't live without.
You're a good Jew.
Well, I mean, that really, yeah, thanks.
You know, I once knew a guy, carbs are important. Because they help with cognitive function.
Milk. It's like animal byproducts is what I personally can't live without. That's why I can't be like, so meat I can live without, but milk, I was raised on like, if you're thirsty, grab milk, don't grab water. So to my detriment, I will bang back 4 liters of milk in 2 days because I love milk. Although I do need to tell you guys something. I had a liter of Greek yogurt yesterday, and I honestly thought I was having I thought I was dying. I did not know you cannot eat a lot of yogurt at once, because I don't usually eat yogurt. So I was eating it because it tasted so good, and I ate a liter, and I've never felt cramps that bad in my life. So just, I'm not even fucking around here. Like, do not eat a lot of yogurt.
Did you start hearing people playing bazookies?
That's a lot of yogurt.
Yeah, were people playing bazookies and dancing around your head? Stuff like that? Is that?
No, they were not.
All right. Listen, if I was to have as much milk as you have, I'm lactose intolerant. I'd be in the bathroom longer than Mike.
And, I bloat from it. As I age, as you age, you're not supposed to have really milk as you age, and you usually age out of it. I've just been keep drinking milk, and it's so bad. I'm like bloated and like fat as fuck right now. So
The diet you described at the beginning of the show of you constantly eating fast food, well, quel surprise.
I'm a smoker and I got lung cancer. How did that happen?
Yeah, how did that happen? Please, healthcare system, let everybody else's tax dollars take care of my foolishness. Paul, what about you? Meat, is there any connection between red meat and masculinity?
Well, millions of years of evolution and hundreds of thousands of years of human evolution, the men were the hunters usually, and the women were the gatherers. And so the men would go out and kill the meat, and often out on the hunt, they would eat the meat. And they'd bring some meat back and they'd share it, and they'd usually take the best pieces for themselves and give the scraps to the kids. So I suppose you could say through human evolution that it is more of a masculine thing. In my household, my wife is vegetarian. She eats fish, so I don't know, pescatarian, whatever you call it.
Well, fish is like a vegetable of the sea.
Anyway. I love it.
Yeah, we went a long time, like 10 years until we had kids, that we had a mostly vegetarian diet at home, and I didn't eat out much meat at lunchtime in the day. So I went a long time without it. I found in the last, you know, since my kids were born, I started cooking meat for them. And in the last 5 years, I found just my body wants more meat.
Yeah, all right.
So I eat vegetables, you know, I mix it up, but I just find I'm eating less bread, just less bread and more meat, and I'm enjoying it and I'm feeling good about it.
All right. Now this is probably, Mo is probably like recoiling hearing all of this. Mo, your thoughts?
I work in an abattoir, you know, so I work in a slaughterhouse.
Surprised.
I've seen it beginning to end. I lived on a farm. I've seen it. Hasn't stopped me from eating it. It's
I don't want to be
Ovine University.
Yeah. I don't want to be connected. Like, I don't want to know that what I'm eating ever was an animal. I want to be as disconnected from the food chain as possible. When they bring me, when I order fish and they bring it with the head and the tail, I'm like, you couldn't have cut that off. I need to get the guilt look from this fish on my plate. Take it to the back and cut off the damn head. Then I won't know that it was a fish. Then I won't know it was a fish. It's just this thing that tastes like fish on my plate. Mo, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, so I've been a fair weather vegan prior to the pandemic, where at home I was only eating vegan effectively. So that was most of my meals. But if I went out, I would have whatever I want. But as I said, I've been having takeout in every now and then as well. So I don't know if meat makes you masculine. I know for me, I feel a lot better on a vegan diet. It goes back to the digestion thing, just feel light, just feel more productive. So it worked for me. I didn't have any issues like some of the other people that have talked about it. So I don't know. I think it's doable. And you just have to get over, you just have to learn how to cook tofu, which I still don't know how to cook. I'm still learning, but it takes a lot of spices, I find.
Yes, definitely. We made this Korean tofu with some gochujang, and it's fire. I find actually tofu is a pretty good replacement for a lot of Asian dishes with meat, and you just sub it with tofu, and it works really well.
It's also a great replacement for silly putty. Since it has pretty much the same consistency and it also picks
up colors and stuff like that too.
You can also get varying degrees of consistency. There's like the soft tofu, there's the medium firm, and then the firm. So there's different types as well, depending on
a medium firm.
So exciting.
I go with firm.
You're a firm tofu. You're a firm tofu dude, eh? Yeah.
I'm still with Paul that I'm more excited about the different types of gravy in a cup than I am about the different types of tofu. Because I can't, as far as I'm concerned, everybody who, like, there are some products made out of tofu with spices and stuff that are made like, you know, fake chicken things and stuff that can taste pretty good. They don't taste like chicken, but they can taste good on their own. But actual cubes, I'm sorry, no matter what anybody tells me, oh no, you just put spices on it. You don't even taste it. It tastes like silly putty, all of it. But they can do good things with tofu, just not those bricks.
I like crispy tofu.
Yeah,
it tastes awesome. Yeah,
really good, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's good for you because it's fried, and that's always good for your health. All right, so we've had our conversation. I hope that everybody here continues to stay healthy, and doesn't lose their mind during this time. And keep in mind that if you are not showing signs of symptoms, you do not have to stay at home. You can go out, get the things you need to get, stay. Take the Ed plan. Stay as far away from humans as humanly possible. Don't stay away from crowds. Go at times when there's less people there, though nowadays there's not a lot of people at supermarkets anytime. Go to drive-through windows, pick up your food, go out, patronize local businesses. Make sure you keep washing your hands, washing your face, and don't touch surfaces. This should have been a thing long before the COVID virus. Doorknobs and railings on escalators and things like that, they're colonies of disgusting little germs and viruses that are plotting to take over. So don't touch those things. But don't feel you need to stay at home constantly. Don't go crazy. Go out for a walk. You know, just go out, take a breath, go out for a walk. Just stay the hell away from people. That's the Ed plan, okay? And I wanna thank everybody. And we're gonna close, I'll mention this in a minute, but I wanna thank Hafiz Nurani, digital marketing consultant analyst out in Vancouver. Thank you for putting the show together.
You're always welcome. Thank you.
All right.
For having
and me. I want to thank Michael Lewis. I don't know what is it you do as a profession?
Import cars from Japan.
What's that?
You work on cars
from Japan. That's right. Okay. Well, thanks for sharing your stories of stool. I'm thinking of a whole podcast. Mike Lewis's Stories of Stool. You bring on guests and you guys talk about the consistency of your stool. Listen, it's the internet. There's all kinds of fetishes out there. Thank you for joining us. Mo Amir, who I can't say enough about, please listen to his podcast wherever podcasts are available. It's called This is Vancolor. And Mo interviews a real wide variety of guests on various subjects. And he's been getting a lot of politicians coming on who are willing to drop the filter. Mo somehow makes them comfortable. They drop the filter, they drop the bullshit, and they tell you what's really going on and what they really think. And that's a real skill. So listen to This is Vancolor. Mo is available. His Twitter is at This Is Van Color. That's how dedicated he is to it. He has no actual identity. It's just his show.
Thank you for that, Ed, and it's always a pleasure to be on Mansplaining.
And listen to read him as well in the Daily Hive, the Vancouver edition, is it?
Yeah, it's Daily Hive Vancouver. You can see a weekly column there from me.
Okay.
It's online.
Check that. Daily Hive. Yeah, it's online. Don't go grab paper. People have touched it. Aaron Seal, you're in the cannabis business, aren't you?
Yes, it's not the greatest time to be setting up a new business, but yes, we're in pre-production on the C-Fusion infusion kits, which, among other things, make cannabis edibles. I call it the canna latte. I am enjoying it as we speak. So yeah, we're trying to keep things together despite the international chaos. And I am enjoying a quality sativa canna latte as we speak. And hopefully within 3 to 6 months, others listening will be able to do the same.
You know, there was some people who approached me about having me as sort of like their celebrity spokesman. But it turns out with the laws, I can't do that.
Yes.
I can't. It's just like back when I was on TV, I wasn't allowed to be in beer commercials or anything like that because they determined, the authorities determined that a puppet is a child's role model because somehow what? Kids want to grow up to become a puppet.
Hey, that, look what happened. Mo and I weren't that child that was a role model.
Yeah, but you didn't want to grow up to be a puppet. You know what I mean?
No, no.
Cannabis sector has been massively overregulated, and on my political activities, that's been a big bugaboo for me. But the beauty of C-Fusion is we're making kitchen equipment. We don't actually touch the cannabis professionally. So if anybody is interested in that sort of thing, Mr. Sock, you'd be perfectly fine to be a spokesman for us.
So what, you make the equipment to make the stuff, to make the...
Yeah. It's called a pick and shovel play in business. Everybody in the industry is largely setting up grow ops. We're just making the do-it-yourself option.
Yeah, that sounds pretty interesting. We'll have to talk. Okay, thank you for joining us, Aaron. And I want to thank Andy Willis. Andy, please just cut down on the smoking because we need you on this show. And I don't want you there with like an oxygen tank and like emphysema and shit like that. And also smoking compromises your lungs. And this is not a time to have compromised lungs. So do me a favor from all of us who care about you. Put away the cigarettes every now and again.
Yeah, I will. I promise. It's a really tough time for men out there, you know? I mean, it's crazy times. For every $1 man it's just crazy.
All right. And Paul Doroshenko, QC, one of the leading dashing lawyers on the West Coast and as well, you know, across Canada. Thank you for joining us. And you're also, we've mentioned, a country singer.
And I just released a new song. COVID-19 blues.
And we are going to close this show with Paul's new release, COVID-19 blues. We will play ourselves out. And so stick, it's a bonus on this episode. You get some extra, you get some music. So instead of he's a jolly good fellow like we normally play, we're going to play Paul's COVID-19 blues. Paul Doroshenko and the Doroshenko Band. Is that actually what you call yourself? I just made that up.
Or the Accutones.
Oh, the Accutones, right, because you're Acumen Law. All right,
exactly.
So Paul Doroshenko and the Accutones will be closing us out with their song, The COVID-19 Blues. Have a listen, and you can find he's got videos online as well. I encourage you to seek them out. And that's it. So this has been Mensplaining on Fun, the FU Network. And I know that times are tough now for a lot of people, or they're unsure financially, which has meant that our Patreon, which keeps us going in a minor way, but keeps us going, has taken something of a hit. So if you like these programs and you want to see them continue and you have the means to do so and you're not nervous about money, then please, $1 a month you can start at. It all adds up. We've lost about a fifth of our Patreon in the last month. Now I know other people are suffering far worse. But if you are inclined to keep this entertainment going, and it goes across all the programs that we do, so it's supporting a lot of mouths to feed as far as programs, patreon.com, Patreon with an E, patreon.com/FUNetworkTV, or just drop us some cash at PayPal through our address, FUNetworkTV@gmail.com. Again, I'm not putting heavy pressure on you, but if you can't afford it, please do. And that's it. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the world premiere on the on FU Politics on the FU Network, Paul Doroshenko and the Accutones with the COVID-19 blues. And we'll see you back here again next episode.
Just last week we were together, all this changed real fast. Who knew this was a coming? I hope our love will last. They deferred my jail sentence, this ain't freedom, that is true. Isolation's what I meant, I've got the COVID-19 blues. I've got a hankering to spend a little time with you. Being so far apart, well it's making me so blue. Staying alone is required, know that surely true. Isolation's what I'm in, I've got the COVID-19 blues. Got lots of toilet paper, but rare trips to the loo. All this hoarding was just wrong, what nervous people do. Seeing the world out my window, the right thing to do. Isolation's what I'm in, I got the COVID-19 blues. We should have thought ahead, first China, then Iran. This is my first pandemic, I'm doing all I can. I wash my hands with soap, water, sanitizer too. I douse myself in vodka just to spend some time with you. How about our life together, wanna be a better man? I've had lots of time for thinking since my quarantine began. Still have my jail sentence, gonna serve it yet, boo-hoo. Isolation's what I'm in, I've got the COVID-19 blues. I got a hankering to spend a little time with you. Being so far apart, well it's making me so blue. Staying alone is required, know that's surely true. Isolation's what I'm in, I got the COVID-19 blues. Isolation's what I'm in, I got the COVID-19 blues. Isolation's what I'm in, I got the COVID-19 blues.
This is fun! The FU Network!